A public park.
The Internet, 1996 World Exposition, a world's fair for the information age.
A Kuna workday starts at sunrise. Fires are lighted. Sandy floors of huts and the lanes between are swept. Personal ablutions are observed and breakfast eaten. Perhaps a piece of yuca, simmered in coconut milk. Then the men launch the dugout canoes toward a nearby islet, crowded with coconut palms, or toward the mainland for a morning's field work. By mid-afternoon, stands of banana, rice, yuca, corn, and other staple foods will have been tended, and the men head for home and a nap in the hammock, or a bit of basket weaving. Some go fishing in their cayucos under triangular white sails, while others may find a comfortable place for carving uchu, a distinctive form of wooden figures which are used in their practices of ceremonial healing. When household chores are finished, the women gather in small groups to chat and to work on their latest molas. In Kuna culture, a woman's social standing is displayed in her attire. It is by no means a mere matter of wealth. With the mola she creates and wears, she displays not only her outward worth, but also the depth of her character. Her molas are the traditional means by which she expresses her individuality within her society. An expert mola maker may spend months making just one mola. She is not permitted to abandon her responsibilities to work on her mola, but must turn to it only after she has completed her other duties. An elaborate mola is evidence she is a diligent worker. The task is monumental. Working with only a razor or a small pair of scissors and a needle and thread, she must create some of the most intricate stitchery found anywhere on earth. She is never permitted to waste scarce material on trial and error methods, so she must submit to a very high level of discipline in her work from the start. The qualities displayed on her body for all to see are concrete evidence of her ability. However, willingness to work hard and attention to minute detail are not the only qualities that go into the making of a prize mola or a prize wife. The Kuna value deeply the mind, the spirit, and the vision of their mola makers, and these too must be revealed in the work. In the subject matter they choose, the Kuna girls reveal their interests, their understanding, and their awareness. As they become more skilled in the technique of their art, their expressions become more personal, and their incredible vision comes forth. Some are fascinated by the new world being brought on the bush plains and pleasure boats. Some women show this in stylized representations of telephones, airplanes, and baseball gloves, copied from ads and mail order catalogs. Some create pictures taken from the legends of their animistic spiritual beliefs or from the stories of Christianity. Some depict the day-to-day chores of Kuna home life or the birds, animals, and fish which inhabit the archipelago. Thus, a masterpiece of mola art may be a very complete picture of the personality of the woman who created it. Such are the molas Nicholas Panzik has devoted so many years of his life to preserving. The origin of the Kuna is obscure, lost in antiquity. There are today about 30,000 of them living on their chain of 365 islands, lying a few miles or so off the Atlantic coast of the Darien Jungle Gap, between Panama and Colombia. These islands vary in size, from an acre or two to some large enough to accommodate a small village. El Porvenir, the largest, has a small airstrip and a tiny crude hotel. What records exist indicate that the Kuna fled to the mountains of the Darien region to escape the conquistadors during the 1500s, then returned to their islands after the collapse of the Spanish Empire. Today, they are the last self-administered nation of Indians in the Western Hemisphere. Technically a part of Panama, they neither pay taxes to nor suffer representation from the government of Panama. They are a closed society, so interbred that a large proportion are born albino. The Kuna women, the mola makers, seldom, if ever, leave the islands, and it is still forbidden for anyone to spend the night on any of the islands without the knowledge and explicit permission of the responsible island chief. Throughout the years, Nicholas has maintained his contact with the Kuna and his friend Danielle. My 20-year love affair with the Kuna and their mothers has been one of the high points in my life, he says. I have owned the very finest molas and have placed many of them in other collections where they will be treasured as they deserve. The more I have come to know the Kuna, to appreciate their technique and to discover the humor and wisdom in their impressions, the more I cherish and admire their molas as the brilliant and joyful work of a group of spirited and aware artists. Molas are a beautiful and important cultural expression. The unique visions of the only people in the world whose pictorial art is totally dominated by women. As a visual experience, the brilliant color combinations and bold imagery of the mola are exhilarating. Through the efforts of collectors such as Nicholas Nico Panzik, the artistic heritage of this small group of Laughing Island women, the mola makers of San Blas, may be preserved for the appreciation and inspiration of all mankind for some time to come.
World Exposition, building a public park for the global village.